It's 32 minutes after 12 p.m. right here on UJFM 95.4. You are listening to Insights. I am Uphumelele Wakazulu. I'm not alone. I have Riya Lebogang-Ke on the news desk. And yeah, we are with you all the way through to the hour of 3 p.m. Right now, we are coming to you live from the University of Johannesburg. This is at the Auckland Park Bunting Road campus at the FADA Auditorium. Now, UJ is hosting the 34th SAMFTI conference focusing on maths, science, and technology research, as well as education. I did also mention the fact that we were honored to have our Minister of Basic Education, Ms. Siviwe Kwarumbe, as well as our Vice Chancellor, Professor Litlokwa Mpedi. I'll start with you, Minister. How are you doing this afternoon?
Good. Thank you very much. And thank you for having me.
Thank you so much for taking your time. I think first and foremost, let's have a reflection on the matric results, which were very much a historical moment for South Africa. What I want to know from you quickly is, what does this mean for the future of education moving forward?
Yeah. Look, first, just to massive congratulations to the class of 2025. I think they've outdone themselves, in spite of the fact that you'll recall that this is a cohort that was still also affected by COVID. In fact, when they were in grade 8, it was 2021, and so they suffered a lot of learning losses. Be that as it may, they performed quite well. But it was also important for me to have an honest reflection to South Africans about the fact that the matric pass rate, while is an important marker, is not the only marker of success in our education system. We have to look at quality indicators. Quality indicators that include the throughput rate, so how long, or the retention rate, how long do learners stay in the education system? How many are learners are taking on math, science, and technology, and how well are they succeeding? And it's my wish that as South Africans, we can start to look at the education system in its entirety, and that we can even start looking at things like how well are we doing when it comes to children being ready for school. Congratulations to the class. The class of 2026 has big shoes to fill. But also, I think we've got our work cut out for us in trying to increase participation and performance, particularly in STEM subjects.
Now, Minister, you're mentioning the fact that there still needs to be some work done, especially with the quality as well. Let's look at the fact that we are at the Southern African Association for Research in Mathematics, Science and Technology Education. There was also some mentions for room of improvement, such as subjects like mathematics and science. Now, how do conferences like these help aid some of the problems we have, particularly with those subjects? Yeah.
Look, I mean, one of the challenges that I think I put to the conference is to say it's important that the work that's produced here doesn't just only end up in journals, doesn't only end here in conferences, and that as policymakers, as government leaders, we have to be firstly receptive to the kind of evidence that is drawn from the work of scientists and the work that is done by experts. We also have to be humble enough to know that nobody has a monopoly on good ideas, and therefore we need to be a lot more collaborative, and we need to be a lot more willing to partner with people who are giving their life's work essentially to try and improve the system from an evidence point of view. And I also emphasize the fact that we don't have the luxury of time in South Africa, nor the luxury of money to essentially make decisions that are ideological in nature, but not evidence-based. And so this is why I think conferences like this are very important.
Finally, before I do let you go, let's talk about the role, or the important role that technology has, especially for our education in South Africa.
Yeah. I think one of the things I think I also relayed here in the conference is to say, one, technology won't replace the important role of a teacher, but we can certainly leverage what technology can do in order to bridge the gap and the inequality gap in our country, particularly when we look at how do we use technology in rural areas in particular. How do we use technology to say we're providing connectivity? How do we utilize technology to be able to have learners who are not excluded from the world of the 21st century, so that they may understand coding and robotics too? even in the middle of Giani, so that they may be able to be, attached or connected to some of the most cutting edge research and teaching and teachers, not only in South Africa,
yeah,
around the continent, around the world. And that's how best we can leverage technology. And so there's a lot of work that we still have to do to get to that point. But I'm quite excited about being able to use it to leapfrog us to where we need to go.
All right. Thank you so much, Minister. Let me move on to you, Professor Little. Let me move on to you quickly, Prof. As the University of Johannesburg, we're hosting the 34th SAMSD conference. What does this mean for the university? Yeah.
It means a lot to us. You know, it shows that UJ is where, great, thought leaders, researchers meet to discuss, challenges of the day and come up with solutions,
Absolutely amazing. Thank you so much, Prof. More music coming through your way. So Matrix and Gabs of the Small, Memez is the name of the song.